The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, اِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. One of the teachings that we have repeated in the Holy Quran in various ways is the general concept of the hereafter, the day of judgment, and afterwards. While Adhab is not for everyone, death onwards, it's not a gloomy, dark, ugly, painful picture for everyone at the moment of death onwards, for muttaqin is actually great, better, everything becomes better, and all the bad and all the shar is gone the moment of death onwards. While that's the case, a muttaqi needs to remember the adab of Allah and to be afraid of it. Sometimes it happens that a person looks at those verses of adab and looks at verses of describing paradise and the rewards in it. And it's all nice, and it's all like the stuff they see, you know, how it's very terrifying, the day of judgment and the descriptions and so on and so forth. But there's something else that's missing, something that this fear of the adab is based on. Without that, while a person can recognize how terrifying it is, they're not going to be afraid of it. You fear things that you know potentially can come your way. Something that's a danger for you, you can be afraid of. You're afraid of fire in this world because it's dangerous. When it's around, you cook your meal on it, but you're careful with it. You know if you get your hand too close, it's going to burn you. That danger is always in your mind. You use fire, you cook meals. On the stove, if you're using gas stoves, that is, you're going to see some fire there, some flames. If you don't, then it's the heat. Either way, there's something that makes some pretty good food, but it's dangerous. Electricity serves us. We use it for air conditioning, we use it for so many different, but it's dangerous to work with. If anybody starts working with that, opening up outlets to fix things or whatever, they're going to be extra cautious because there's an imminent danger. There's something that's very serious, very real, they know it. A person who doesn't recognize that, even if they've heard all these things about electricity and so on, if they don't think it's a real danger for them, then they're going to be careless, and that's what's going to get them killed. People have gotten killed because they were careless. It's because they didn't really take the danger seriously. While the Quran is read, and we hear it in majalis, Dua Kumail is read, we gaze upon the translation every now and then, we see what is said there. It's not something that we are careful, and therefore we don't see the result in our lives. We're not careful of our deeds. We're careless. Say this, do that. Wear hijab, not wear hijab. Doesn't matter. Eat haram. Don't eat halal. Either way, doesn't matter. Be with the opposite gender in whatever way. Have any relationship in any way. Those are extreme cases, of course. There's less extreme cases. Although Islam says some of the ones I'm about to mention are extreme, but in ways they're less extreme. In ways. How do you need to be understood correctly? Oh, we don't care. We talk about this person. We develop suspicion. Su'ul-dhan towards believers. We don't care. We don't care. We read, we hear punishment and so on and so forth. What is the issue? What's that fundamental issue? Before saying, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ, we read, before saying that these musallin are people who are afraid of the adab of their Lord, it says, وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ, they affirm, they believe, they consider true the day of judgment. They know it's right. They know it's going to happen. Look at all, again, the du'as and the ahadith insisting on and emphasizing on this idea. In, I think it's Ziyarat al-Yasin that we have, that we testify that annal mawta haqq, paradise, hell, these are haqq, these are truths. These are realities. These will definitely happen. Tasdiq, which means to consider something to be true. Somebody tells you something, you either accept it as a truth, or you just say, I don't know, I don't care. If you accept it as something that's true and it's going to affect you, then you're going to take it very seriously. That's just how it is. How clear are we that the day of judgment is real? That's what causes us to be more or less careful. One of the things we need to do is to remind ourselves, look, this day-to-day routine that I have, going to work, coming home, resting, eating, having fun, seeing friends, seeing family, gatherings, this, that, the other, that we've sometimes experienced for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. This isn't it. This will end. And when it ends, life doesn't end. Existence doesn't end. Real life begins. And everything about that, and the adab, and the reward, all of that is true. Every bit of it. The more we're clear about that, as Amir al-Mu'mineen describes the Muttaqeen in the sermon of known as the Sermon of Hammam, because he asked the question, he says their relationship with paradise and hell is as though they're in it, as though they're seeing it. As though, for us, as though. There are some, according to the hadith from the Holy Prophet, there are some that are actually seeing it. But at least we can come to a point where it's crystal clear for us that this will happen. Crystal clear. We need to work on that. We need to work on that to develop that clarity further and further. And if we have more and more clarity in that regard, then our fear is going to become a lot more real. And that's going to have an effect on our behavior, on the way we treat each other, the way we fulfill our responsibilities towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything else. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and inshallah get us to a position where that description of the musallin is true in our case. بحق آل محمد وآل محمد.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.